attempting to reconnect with C.J. Spiller, and now we've got him. C.J., are you there? How are you?
I'm here, John.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us tonight.
No problem at all.
Tell me your reaction when you heard last – where were you last night when you heard that the Bills drafted a fellow Clemson Tiger, Sammy Watkins?
Well, I'm down here in Florida at my mom's house. I was actually in the living room. We was all gathered around just watching the draft just like everybody else was. And, you know, we seen the trade happen. And next thing you know, Sammy Watkins was getting called for us to pick him.
Cowboys go for defense with DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State. We've got C.J. Spiller on the line. Thanks for holding for a second there, C.J. Tell me about your relationship with Sammy Watkins. How long have you known him, and what do you know of him?
Well, I know quite a good bit about him. You know, I've had a chance to get to know him these past 3 years since he's been at Clemson, and, you know, been very impressive, you know, about his demeanor, the way he goes about his business, how he carries himself. How he prepares for games, how he really prepares to try to get his craft to be great. So, you know, I'm very excited that I now have the opportunity to see it firsthand in practice and watch him and see how he continues to handle himself. So I'm excited just like everybody else.
Hey, CJ, I know you're close with your former head coach, Dabo Sweeney. I know you spent a lot of time with him. He was on the show with us last night. He actually compared Sammy Watkins to you in terms of demeanor and approach to the game. Do you see you guys as similar in that respect?
Oh, we very are. You know, we both understand the importance of, you know, wanting to be team players first, you know, not selfish guys. You know, we're going to do everything we can to help our team win. So, you know, I think it's just a product of, you know, going to Clemson University. That's one of the things that you learn. You know, you learn about, you know, you have to get outside of yourself, even though sometimes it's a selfish game. But at the end of the day, it's all about trying to win as a team and get the ultimate goal. And, you know, now him being in the NFL, the ultimate goal is holding up that Vince Lombardi trophy. So he understands that. And like I say, we're all excited and anxious to get to work with him.
I know you follow pretty closely the Clemson Tigers during the college football season. What do you think of Sammy Watkins as a player, and what did you think of his career down there at Clemson?
Oh, he's going to go down as one of the greatest ever. He had a tremendous career in a three-year span. You know, I mean, he's a highlight reel. I mean, it's just remarkable the things that he was able to do in the short span. I mean, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised one day that his name will be up on that stadium, because he done great things for that university. And, you know, every time, you know, I watched him, it seemed like he was catching a 90-yarder or running guys over and, you know, making those tough catches and tough yards. So now I get to be on the same team as him and cheer him on.
Watching the video, CJ, he appears to be a guy who really does a great job of running after the catch. He almost turns into a running back after they get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's great with the ball after when he gets the ball in his hands. You know, he knows what to do with it. You know, he has a knack for just getting to the end zone and making guys miss. And like I say, that just adds another dimension to our offense. That's what we need. We're trying to get as many playmakers as we can to surround E.J. Witt to give him different options and also to keep, you know, defenses honest. So, like I say, we're going to continue to work hard. You know, we're going to plug him in there, let him learn the system, get everything down pat, and then – come week one, we got to be ready to roll.
Hey, CJ, a big move today made by the Bills when they traded away Stevie Johnson, a teammate of yours during your entire career here in Buffalo. Any thoughts on the departure of Stevie?
Oh, man, I was, I was sad, you know, to see a guy, you know, that I've seen that overcame so much, that took so much scrutiny, you know, from the outside, but still plugged away to still try to make his craft, you know, to what it is, you know. But at the same time, I understand that's a business. You know, and things like that happen. You know, the only thing we can do is wish him well. I personally want to thank him for his time that he had in Buffalo to be able to play with a guy that I can say that, you know, is legitimately unguardable. I mean, I've seen him do some of the best cornerbacks in the game, just had them spinning. So the 49ers definitely got them a great receiver. I'm pretty sure, you know, he's sad and happy at the same time to be going back home. Going to get to play in front of his family and friends all the time. And like I said, we just want to wish him well. But at the same time, now it's time for another guy in that receiving room to step up. You know, we understand that those are some big shoes to try to fill. And now another guy's going to get that opportunity. Now it's all about just taking advantage of it. And that's what this league is about. When the opportunity presents itself, you take advantage of it.
Last thing, CJ, when the Bills made that move to go up and get Sammy Watkins last night, you know, trading away next year's first rounder, it's pretty obvious this team is intent on winning this year. Not building, not a three-year plan, but winning this year. They want to win and win big this coming year because they've traded away next year's first rounder.
Exactly. I think that's kind of been the mindset since Coach Marone got there last year. That was one thing that he always talked about, that he wanted to win. He's going to do all the things in his power that he necessarily can to get us the opportunity to win. So, you know, last night, you know, it might be a surprise to other people, but understand what him and Doug Whaley and Rush Brennan, what those guys want to do. They want to win. They want to get our organization back to what it was. And, you know, and that's not just for 1 year. We're trying to contend for multiple years, year in and year out. And last night was just a step closer for us doing that.
You've had 3 weeks or so of the off-season conditioning program. Do you think this team is ready to win this year?
I think we are. We still understand that it's still a long road ahead. We still got a lot of work to do because at the end of the day, we were 6-10 last year. So, we can be excited about the draft and all that stuff. But, you know, once the smoke clears and we get back down to reality, we done missed the playoffs the past 14 years. And we understand that there's a lot of work to be done between now and August. And before that first preseason game. So, and all the guys are committed to it, you know, and that's the thing that I keep reminding the guys, you know, when we want to, you know, when we feel we can't go anymore, you know, hey, we were 6-10, you know, that's pretty much my motto. We were 6-10, you know, we got to do that extra, you know, because we haven't tasted the playoffs since I've been here, you know, and other guys that's been on the team longer than me.
CJ, thank you for being with us tonight to talk about a fellow Clemson alum. We appreciate it. We'll see you back here next week. Thanks.
Thank you, John.